Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
The opening market report's coming up momentarily here on WILL, AM 580, and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. First, let me ask you, what can your $25 do? Well, it's a good question. It can help build a member match fund for the WILL Fall Pledge Drive. Combined with contributions from your friends and neighbors and fellow listeners, your gift of $25 or $50 or $100 or more will have a real impact on the vitality of WILL as a community resource. So send your check to WILL Radio, 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, 61801, or give online at willpledge.org. And when we all do a little, it'll add up to a lot. And now here's our opening market report with our Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 6:43, up 14 and 3 quarters on the open. March, 6:67, up 18 and 3 quarters. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 6:07, up 11 and 3 quarters on the open. March, 6:29, up 13. May, 6:39, up 9 and a quarter. July, 6:54, up 12. September, 6:72 and a half, up 14. December, 6:90 and a half, up 12 and a half on the open. December corn opened at 428 and a half, up 4.5 on the open. March, 445, up 2.5. May, 454 and a half, down a quarter. July, 467 and a half, up 1.5. September, 474, unchanged. December, 480, down 1. March of 2010, 494, down 1.5. December of 2010, 459, up 4. Make that up a half on the open. November beans open at 942, up 20 on the open. January, 954, up 15 and a half. March, 967 and a half, up 16. May, 977, up 14 and a half. July, 985, up 14. November of 2009, 970, up 10 and a half on the open. October soybean meal open at 252, up 690 on the open. December, 256, up 610. October soybean oil, 4003, up 73 on the open. December, 4035, up 35. October live cattle open at 93.15, up 90 on the open. October feeders, 99.50, up 182.5. October lean hogs open at 67.05, up 57.5 on the open. February bellies opened at 91.50, down 155 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
I guess given how the markets have been beat up and bruised and battered over the last several sessions, any green on the screen is a triumph in the grain pit, and we have a little bit of that today. Is it just turnaround Tuesday, or is there some optimism in this market, given the maybe what the Federal Reserve said this morning about buying commercial paper or other factors?
Well, there's two or three things going on, Dave. Number one, we have taken this market down so drastically that we are at some levels where there is some buying of value. There is some interest in exports. Taiwan bought 58,000 metric tons of beans overnight. We are seeing a little bit of business coming in. Australia cut their interest rates, the largest cut they've seen since 1992, a 1% drop that does seem to be helping. The world seems to be involved in this. It's not just the U.S. credit crunch anymore. And we're seeing things happening that they are trying to do something like that. you know, we look at things here and we say that, you know, there's still going to be a need for food. We're not seeing the quality of living and everything wanting to go down in other countries like China, India, like that. It's just funny that last year funds were buying the commodities when we had a carryout in beans near 574 million bushel. And this year we're seeing great selling by funds when the carryout's down around 205. So, you know, our numbers are smaller. It's time to stop and look and see if something's going to work a little bit. And also, if we look at the outside markets today, crude oil's up about $3. The dollar's backed off about, about $0.91 or 9,100 so a cent. And the Dow Jones is doing a little rebound, Dave. So, you know, a little bit of a stop, take a breath of air and look at it. But we haven't got this economy turned around as of yet.
So then you're not ready for a dollar rally in beans?
Well, I don't know. I might be ready for one, but I'm not sure they're going to give us one.
I do see that the charts, though, if you do look at the technical charts, yeah, there's a possibility in there if the numbers play on Friday in the WASDE report and crop production reports, you could see a move of a dollar here.
We've sure seen more than a dollar on the move down, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of rebound and a little bit of happiness wouldn't hurt this market at all. But we do have to this economy has seen a real slowdown, and we can't expect instant results back. I think that a slow climb back would be healthier than a big surge, but the way these markets and the volatility we've seen has been just tremendously wild and unnerving to everybody, and I think we're going to see a little more steadiness rather than the big super surge on the way back up. I think that's going to be more a deliberate carry back. But, you know, we have got down to levels where we should be seeing world demand as we look at the acres we need to buy for what food and what we need to do. And for our energy needs, as we look at ethanol and we look at soy diesel and whatever, we don't see that the crude seems to want to be dropping under that $90 level, you know, $85 at worst. So we are in an area where demand should start coming back into the market, Dave.
You know, you saw Informa last week increase the size of their guesstimate for Friday's report for the soybean crop by 0.9 of a bushel to 40.9. That's on one hand. And then on the other hand, you see how quickly the soybean harvest has gone in the last week. Is the crop there or is it not there, Wayne?
That's yet to be answered, Dave, because I think the question mark wasn't in the early beans. The early beans done fairly well. The ones that were planted timely got in and were harvested that way without having to do replants. We continue to hear the what we will call first crop beans or regular full season beans done extremely well compared to what we expected with the kind of weather we had. We are hearing numbers all over the board on the later beans, and I think that is going to tell the story. And we haven't got into enough of them yet to tell us what that number is really going to be. And, you know, we've had the length of season that we said we needed. The frost and freeze has not hurt us, so some of these could come on and do relatively well. And yet we hear a lot of cases of they're a lot smaller, they're a lot shorter, there's not near the number of pods on some of these replant beans that we had on the early beans. So, you know, it's yet to be seen. They might not be as bad as some of them think we're going to be. And then again, we could be surprised very much to the negative side. So that's just a big question mark hanging over us, and it will make a big difference on what this bean price can do later down the road.
On the corn side, we see that 73% of the crop is mature as of last Sunday. If you do some extrapolation, you might come up with 83, 84, 85, 86% of the crop mature next Monday when the potential, and this is just a potential, of the frost beginning to work its way down into the upper corn belt.
You look at the calendar, Dave, and it's time for that frost to be working down the upper corn belt. So that's not a surprise to us. It shouldn't be anything big. Actually, we've got a week or two more than what we thought we might have got as far as that goes, but it was later. It's going to add bushels back in. Every week that we can go on here now, there's more corn getting mature. So, and I'm, you know, amazingly enough, we're hearing some pretty good corn yields on the early corn, but we're way behind on corn harvesting for this point in time.
Yeah, the yields have been pretty good early. Does that suggest we're ripe for a bounce or ripe for sideways action?
Well, if you look today at the bean market and you look today at the corn market, corn is the sideways to lower one looking at those good yields out there now. You know, we did have one of the advisory firms that was saying to buy 25% of next year's feed needs this morning, the DSO 9 corn. hasn't worked out so well as what they were trying to do so far, but you know, right now we do think that there could come some stabilization in the corn market, depending on what the government says on Friday.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Looking at Ed Kieser's extended weather highlights for the two-state region, he says dry weather will return on Thursday and is expected to carry through on through at least Monday of next week. Temperatures will run a bit warmer than average late this week and into early next week, favorable for maturation and harvesting. At this point, it appears that showers will move through the area next Tuesday or Wednesday. That will be followed by slightly cooler weather, but no unseasonably cold air is on the way yet. And a freeze is not expected through October 20th across Illinois and Indiana. Therefore, it appears that most locations in the two-state region will experience the first freeze later than the average date. A quick look at a couple of contracts. December corn at 425 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. November beans at 945, up 23. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.